Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Lee Williams Show, the star DJ in Europe, London, and all over the world. Fabulous show. Thanks so much. This is John Krondas, the singer with the Elvis Presley hitmaking team. And Lee Williams is a leader in the pack, bringing you fresh new music with, believe it or not, all of Elvis Presley's original musicians. Thank you for listening to the Lee Williams Show.
There goes my that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of the door.
John Krondas, how you doing?
Hi, Lee. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm doing fabulous. Great to hear from the UK and London. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, the great Lee Williams Show.
Well, that's good. Well, we've been playing The End ever since it came out. And it's gone up to number 16. Congratulations in the European Top 40. So we're pleased, and I hope you are.
Oh, of course I'm pleased. Thank you so much. And my father in rock and roll heaven, Jimmy Krondas, who wrote the song, and Elvis and Joe Esposito, they're all dancing in rock and roll heaven and thanking you too. The end was and always was, since it first came out in 1958. My father wrote that song along with Sid Jacobson. and Earl Grant was the original artist. The song instantaneously was a worldwide hit, topped the charts in the United States, and was number one in Europe. The song was so big in Europe, in fact, that the original artist, Earl Grant, had done another version in a recording that was released in Italy, where Earl Grant sang that song in Italian, same thing in Germany. It was so big in Germany, I mean, not to mention the rest of the world like the UK, but Earl Grant had recorded and released a German version of The End and an Italian version, and there's several other Italian famous Italian singers that also did versions of The End in Italian that, you know, got plenty of radio play. And the song is a standard in the business. It's one of the greatest love songs of all time.
That's great, because Elvis sang it to Priscilla, I understand.
Absolutely. This is trending right now. I mean, it's been a known fact for a while because the wedding was in 1967, but it's becoming a trending topic in the Elvis world. People are realizing this as my song is starting to get played around radio stations around the world. And Joe Esposito, Elvis Presley's best man, he was the best man at his wedding, best friend in life and road manager for 20 years. When he discovered me and started managing my project, unfortunately, he died in 2016 and obviously greatly missed. But Joe Esposito talked to media. There's a video and there's audio on the Elvis Alive radio special he had produced. Joe Esposito tells the world and the media while he was alive that not only did Elvis Presley sing The End to Priscilla Bayou the night they met in Germany, but Joe Esposito was there. And he tells everyone in the media that not only was I there, but Joe Esposito was singing harmony with Elvis's friends at the piano, serenading Priscilla Presley, his future wife. Great story. Then he ended up hearing about me when I did my first session with the TCB band and flew me to Los Angeles. He said, when can I hear these songs? The whole thing is just a big twist of fate. And radio stations, media are calling, CDX Nashville, Joe Kelly. And their first question, they're in disbelief, is this really what you're sending us and we're reading? Are these really all of Elvis Presley's musicians? And that was the reaction of Elvis Presley's best friend. Nobody can believe this. And none of us have any idea how this started. It all began with my recording, which was another act of God, a twist of fate with the Jordanaires, who was Elvis Presley's primary backup group. The Jordanaires sang with Elvis from 1956 on Hound Dog all the way up to 1970. And by another twist of fate, they heard my beginning recording of The End on the piano, and my voice was sent by a producer who liked it and said, you kind of sound like Elvis. The Jordanaires heard that and said, okay, that's great. Send John to Las Vegas and we'll do a recording and see how it goes. And it was magic. So The End has become a beginning, a new beginning for music fans, for the Memphis Sound, for Elvis. And it all began with that song and Elvis faithfully singing The End to Priscilla the night they met.
So this song, actually, the backing and the singing goes back to those days. So it's the real Jordanaires and it's the real backing musicians, because people, like you said, are asking that question. So you've been able to access all these old tapes.
Well, this is a new recording. So that's the part that I want to clarify, because people are calling, fans are calling radio stations left and right. Some of them in many big numbers asking, is this Elvis and the Jordanaires? And the DJs laugh. This is John Crondes, not Elvis. It's John Crondes with the original Jordanaires. It's hard to believe. People hear this now on the radio, and they automatically think it's Elvis and the Jordanaires, and this is a lost Elvis Presley song. It's the strangest thing on earth, because these are new recordings with the original Elvis Presley musicians. On this song, The End, that was my very first recording session with the Jordanaires. Those are all four of the same Jordanaires that sang with Elvis Presley on songs like Can't Help Falling in Love in 1961. That's how bizarre this is, and the world can't digest and understand how this is possible. This is Neil Matthews, Gordon Stoker, Dwayne West, and Ray Walker singing on that song. And they sang with Elvis for, you know, for years and years and years.
So when did you actually do this recording?
The End, as I said, was my very first recording with the Jordanaires, which triggered the reunion of all the Elvis musicians. They all started to hear about me because of this. But The End, this track, started in 1999, going into 2000. And it was magic from day one. Sony Music had a producer, Dixon Van Winkle, an old school producer who got this, loved it, and Sony Music loved it. And they had him fly to Las Vegas with me when the Jordanaires heard the track and said that they agreed to record with me. And we also started three other songs, because Dixon Van Winkle, my producer at the time, said, that's silly to go to Las Vegas and have them sing on one song. Let's get a few other tracks. So we started recording a new recording of Can't Help Falling in Love, believe it or not. And in that same session, we captured all four of the original Jordanaires that sang with Elvis Presley on Can't Help Falling in Love on a new arrangement, a new rocked up recording, which is wild. Joe Esposito heard that and worked on that track as more of the Elvis musicians started to join us. We added more Elvis players to that song. And we're finishing that song right now, believe it or not, that started in 1999 of Can't Help Falling in Love with many Elvis players, the original Jordanaires and the Sweet Inspirations. But on these other recordings, there's nearly 100 new songs, ladies and gentlemen. It's mind-boggling. I didn't even realize how many songs we had until my producer, John Nicholson, and the arranger started looking into this, saying, do you realize how many songs we have here? Because we kept starting more songs as more of the Elvis people joined us. We have the TCB band that toured with Elvis until he died. Ronnie Tutt, James Burton, Jerry Sheff, Glenn D. Harden, Bobby Ogden, another one of the keyboard piano players. They're all on these recordings. The American Sound Studios band did several recordings, dozens of them with me. And Reggie Young, who was the guitar player for the American Sound Studios band, was in my first session with the TCB band. Ronnie Tutt said that he'd like to have him play with James Burton. So when he heard the music and, you know, the tracks came out, you know, super fantastic, he pulled me aside and said, this is great. Do you have any more songs? Of course, my father had died and left me with truckloads of songs that are unrecorded, that were pitched to Elvis, that Elvis himself was supposed to record. So of course there's more songs. And I'm a writer and started writing with Paul Evans. I was introduced to him when we recorded The End. Another strange twist of fate, Tom Bones Malone, who was the trombone player on the David Letterman show, he was in the Blues Brothers band, great player and an arranger, he approached me. He was in the horn section on The End at the Hit Factory. And when he heard the Jordanaires' voices on that song, he said, I've been thinking about this during the whole session while I'm playing, and the other band members and the other horn players are saying, this sounds like Elvis. He said, you know what, I couldn't wait to tell you. I have a friend who wrote for Elvis. He had many hits with Elvis. Would you mind if I tell him about this? And sure enough, you know, he never mentioned the name, but 2 weeks later, not me, but my mother, Florence Grandis, gets a call from Paul Evans. What Tom Malone didn't know is that Paul Evans wrote with my father before I was born and had several hits. This is John Grandis on the Lee Williams Show.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let sweet love, what would
let it be me.
Amazing story. Are you bringing out an LP or album, as they call them, in the near future?
I'll sum it up. That's a good question. And Ray Bardaney, I'll explain it with what he said just 2 months ago. He mixed a lot of these songs, some of the stuff that you're being given, my original, you know, first recordings, the ones that are finished and mixed that are unreleased. Ray Bardaney, to tell you who he is, he's a fabulous Grammy-winning producer, multi-award-winning producer. Ray Bardaney was called by RCA Records, and he mixed the 30 number one hits and follow-up Second to None CD for RCA. That was a project where they took the original Elvis Presley masters and the tapes and resurrected them and had them remixed to make them sound as much as they could new again with a bigger sound and what have you. That's the producer that mixed all that stuff. That's his art, his mixing. Does nothing else but mixes. For many labels, many artists, you know, I was called by him in the Hit Factory. He heard about my session, like Joe Esposito at the TCB band, and said, I want to hear these songs. So I was sent to the Hit Factory to have a meeting with him. He cranked it up on the speakers. The two of them, you know, grabbed my arm and said, I got it. I'm in. I'm going to help you. That's the same thing Joe Esposito said. And this has been magic from day one. And what Ray Bardaney just said 2 months ago, you know, he talked to the other producer, John Nicholson, and the people in the project and said, John, do you realize that, because he knows the story, some of the musicians have died in the last 3 to 5 years since recording on these songs. But we captured a moment not knowing we've done that and have nearly 100 recordings with all the people that played with Elvis, all the people that sang with Elvis, Elvis Presley's horn section, led by Walt Johnson, his lead trumpet player. It's amazing. And Ray Bardaney said, to answer your question, that He's stumped. He said, we have enough material to release albums for the next 30 years. There's so many songs. And it doesn't stop there because some of these people have passed on, Lee. But, you know, thank God I'm still here. You know, I'm the younger guy in the group. And I've got tons of songs. I'm still bringing songs that my father wrote, some of which were never recorded, given to Elvis. We're still doing that. With the people that are left that played with Elvis, you know, like Bobby Ogden, who was in Elvis's last concert. He actually replaced Elvis's piano track, which people don't know, on the song Unchained Melody, because Elvis made some mistakes. Bobby was in that last show. He was on every show. Shane Keister. All these guys are still recording new music with me. And now we have Paul Lime, the drummer that played in the Elvis the Concert series, where they had Elvis on a big screen. They can't really do that anymore because too many people have passed and can't play, but he was the drummer that the younger drummer that would replace Ronnie Tutt because Ronnie was getting older and sick, couldn't make it and what have you. And he sounds just like Ronnie Tutt, a younger Ronnie Tutt. He's explosive. That's how this project is growing, is that there'll be probably 50 more songs in the next year to two. And, you know, we just started another 30 songs over the last year. We added a guitar player named Billy Sanford, was introduced to me by David Briggs, who played keyboard for Elvis, and he's on a bunch of these songs. And he kept pestering me, saying, I talked to Billy Sanford. We got to get him on this before he gets too old. And, you know, the guy was basically in retirement. He not only played guitar for Elvis, he was on the Jungle Room sessions, played in the Moody Blue album, some of those songs. And he was one of the great studio guitar players, like Reggie Young. And not only did he play with Elvis, but you know, I later heard when he came in the studio and told John Nicholson and I, he was the guitar player for Roy Orbison, pre-Elvis. Not only was he Roy Orbison's guitar player, Billy Sanford was the guitar player playing, when you hear that great song and that famous guitar lick on Pretty Woman, that's Billy Sanford. He also played the George Jones hits. And Charlie Rich, he was the last guy that we added to that track, a year ago that started in 1999 with the original Jordanaires that sang with Elvis on the same song. Now, when we do the horns and strings in phase two in another month or two, we're scheduling that now, that'll be completed. You'll be the first one to hear that. That's how wild this is. And so there's still people around that played with Elvis that we're putting back in the studio to make new music. We also have a few of Billy Joel's musicians that heard about me and contacted me. They're waiting for me to start enough tracks. We have Liberty DeVito, who is the drummer for Billy Joel on the Stranger album and a few other albums. He wants to play drums with us, and we have Richie Cannata, who was a fabulous saxophone player that played on the Stranger album, a lot of the Billy Joel hits. And that's how this project, the Elvis Hitmaking Team, will continue to grow. It's a casting call. This becomes like a reality show. We're constantly now getting called and entertaining, you know, legendary players like the Elvis people were, the greatest musicians in the world, to, you know, get together and play with whoever can play and sing the Sweet Inspirations. We still have Estelle Brown, who is an original Sweet Inspiration girl. You know, they were in the studio with me a year and a half ago and did 15, 20 songs. We're just talking to them now about coming back to do more. So that's the beauty of this.
I mean, it's a perfect timing with the Elvis movie going to number one everywhere. Or, you know,
incredible.
It was going to be a limited release in the UK, and they're keeping it on for another month in the main major theaters, which is brilliant. You know, so, you know, it couldn't have happened at a better time. Do you actually go out and perform now as well?
Well, not at this moment. People are asking that question. Joe Esposito had a full show put together, and we at that time, he died in 2016. You know, Joe had promoters and knew exactly what to do and called every venue where Elvis played and where he was supposed to go on his canceled tour. He died with the band in a plane on the way to Portland, Maine, to start their next tour. And Joe had all those venues called, including in Hawaii, where he did the Aloha from Hawaii concert, unanimously. All of them thought this was great and wanted the show. And it was going to open with Joe Esposito talking about his best friend Elvis. He wanted to be in the show. And that's how this radio special called Elvis Alive, A New Beginning, that Joe Esposito was the master producer, the executive producer of, that features and showcases many of these new songs that I have. Now there's a lot more. But the answer is yes. There's a show, you know, still being planned, but, you know, CDX Nashville and Joe Kelly and Sony are behind us at the Orchard. And right now the primary focus, as they're saying and saying to me, is, you know, we haven't released anything in 10 years. This is hitting like an atomic bomb. People can't realize and believe that these are all the Elvis Presley musicians. So the timing is perfect with the movie because it's created a whole new world of Elvis fans. Kids that are 15, 20 years old are learning, if they didn't know who Elvis is. So, you know, as fast as we can get together the show and the promoters, that's all in the works. They're all talking about that. Of course we're going to do that. We're looking for venues in Las Vegas, and, you know, we have to kind of start over. Is the primary focus right now is pushing the button. CDX Nashville is promoting the end, and following that, people are going to be shocked because there's one song after the next.
Wonderful. Well, John, thank you so much for talking to us today. Good luck with the single to go even higher up in the charts. I look forward to meeting you one day, and we'll continue with all the promotion for John and the Memphis Sound, and let's keep this rolling for years and years and years.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support of me, John Krondas, and the original Elvis Presley Hitmaking Team, and this dynamite presenter, your original and world-famous Lee Williams. It's a great show. I've listened to the station many times. He's heard all over the world. He's going to get this news out fast, and as fast as he gets it and spread it to the world, the Memphis Sound is back. God bless you all.
John, can you just announce the end for us? Because we're going to finish off with the end.
And ladies and gentlemen, here's the end, at the end of a rainbow.
John, thank you so much.
This is John Krondas on the Lee Williams Show.
At the end of a rainbow, you'll find a pot of gold. At the end of a story,
find it's all been told. But our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without any end. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. There's no place you can go, but just tell me you love me, and you.